Keswick Clackwhistle straightened from where he'd been kneeling for what felt like at least a decade, placing his big green hands on the small of his back and grimacing at the ensuing cascade of pops. He licked his dry lips and looked around, squinting against the blinding sunlight and mopping his bald head with a sweat-stiff kerchief. Here and there were tightly clustered swirling swarms of insects, and of course the sand, everywhere. And most of it probably going to end up inside his underclothes, just as it had yesterday and the day before. Man, Silithus was an ugly place. Its appearance had not been improved in the slightest by the gargantuan sword an angry titan had shoved into it. The thing was massive, ginormous, colossal. All the grand and fancy and multisyllabic words goblins smarter than he could possibly throw at it. It had been plunged deep into the heart of the world, right here in scenic Silithus. The bright side, of course, was that the enormous artifact provided a great deal of what he and the other 100 or so goblins were searching for right this very moment. "Jixel?" he said to his companion, who was analyzing a hovering rock with the Spectomatic 4000.
"Yeah?"
The other goblin peered at the reading, shook his head, and tried again.
"I hate this place."
"You do? Ha! It speaks well of you."
Glaring at the piece of equipment, the smaller, squatter goblin smacked it soundly.
"Heh, very funny," Keswick grumbled.
"No, I mean it."
Jixel sighed, trudged to another rock, and began to scan it.
"We all hate this place, Keswick."
"No, I really mean it. I'm not cut out for this environment. I used to work in Winterspring. I'm a snow-loving, snuggle-by-the-fire, holly-jolly kind of goblin."
Jixel threw him a withering glance.
So what happened to bring you here instead of staying there, where you weren't annoying me?"
Keswick grimaced, rubbing the back of his neck.
"Little Miss Lunix Sprocket Slip happened. See, I was working in a mining supply shop. I go out as a guide for the occasional visitor to our cozy little hamlet of Everlook. Lunny and I kinda... yeah."
He smiled nostalgically for a moment, then scowled.
"There she goes and gets a nose at a joint when she caught me hanging around Go-Go."
"Go-Go,"
Jixel repeated in a flat voice.
"Gee, I wonder why Lunix would get upset with you hanging around a girl named Go-Go."
"I know, give me a break. It gets cold up there. A guy has to snuggle by the fire now and then, or he'll freeze. Am I right? Anyway, that place suddenly got hotter than here at midday."
"We got nothing here,"
Jixel said. He'd obviously stopped paying attention to Keswick's description of his Winterspring plight. Sighing, Keswick picked up the huge pack of equipment, slung it easily over his shoulders, and lugged it over to where Jixel still was, hoping for positive results. Keswick let the bundle drop to the earth, and there came the sound of delicate pieces of equipment clanking perilously against one another.
"I hate sand," he continued. "I hate the sun, and oh boy, do I really, really hate bugs. I hate the little bugs because they like to crawl into your ears and up your nose. I hate the big bugs because, well, they're big bugs. I mean, who doesn't hate that? It's kind of a universal hate, but my particular hate burns with the light of 1,000 suns."
"I thought you hated suns."
"I do, but I..."
Jixel suddenly stiffened. His magenta eyes widened as he stared at his spectomatic.
"What I mean was..."
"Shut up, you idiot!"
Jixel snapped. Now Keswick was staring at the instrument, too. It was going insane. Its little needle flipped back and forth. The small light at the top flashed an urgent, excited red. The two goblins looked at each other.
Do you know what this means?"
Jixel said in a voice that trembled.